Hey, babe. What you making? Shrimp Alfredo. My favorite. God, I love you. Okay. What's wrong? I wasn't greeted with the usual shower of kisses or cheerful attitude, and you barely said a word. Come on, what is it? You know you can talk to me about anything, but that usually means you have to talk. Please? Don't make me guess. Oh, baby, don't cry. I'm right here. Just talk to me. Please. Judging by the way you don't want me to touch you, I'd guess it's dysphoria. If you don't want to talk about it, I understand. It's difficult to explain to someone who's never had to deal with this issue. But just because I may not understand it, on a personal level, doesn't mean I don't care about it. It hurts you. I can see it in your eyes as much as you try to hide it. No, no, no. Do not apologize to me for this. You're allowed to feel things, you know? If you have to cry, then cry. It doesn't make you any less of a man. Do you think I'm less of a woman if I don't cry my eyes out at every single problem? No, you don't. Because you know I'm not really a crier. But you are more of a man than anyone else I've ever known. Because you're not afraid to show your true self all the time. At least to me. I can only imagine that's why you transitioned. You wanted everyone to know who you truly are. Even if some people may hate you for it. So, do me a favor and don't apologize for crying, okay? Why would you say that? You know that's not true. I mean, you're a little quirky. But that doesn't mean you're not a normal man. I get it. But that being said, and I know you don't like hearing this, you're extremely mature for your age. In the end, I think that matters more than whatever amount of sexual experience someone may have had. Look, you've dealt with a lot more than most people. And I know it feels like you have to make up for, I don't know, those crazy teenage years. But you've found something that's just as, if not more, important than sex. Love. I see the way you look at me. I'm sure you've thought about bending me over this counter several times. But I'm also sure you've thought about the perfect date night leading up to it. When I first met you, I honestly couldn't believe it. That you existed, I mean. I'd never met a man who was so excited to talk to a woman about her passions and actually listen to her. I still remember the way that you bit your lip when I told you I wanted to see you again. It's the same way you bite your lip when you think you're being too affectionate. Which has never really been a problem. The point is, you don't have to hold yourself up to the standard society dictates as acceptable for young men like you. I know you've forged your own path your entire life. So why would you hold yourself back now? Because you're in your 20s and have barely even touched a girl? That's such bullshit. Plenty of people go through high school without having sex, and I mean, teenagers aren't exactly famous for being caring and thoughtful. It makes me wonder, why would you, of all people, want to share something so intimate with somebody that's not going to care all that much? And the person I lost my virginity to was an asshole, to say the least. And I live with that regret even to this day. I understand completely. But you know, girls are horny too. God, especially me. Be glad you didn't meet me in high school, because I was really just a horny mess 24/7. Whatever. Thank you, though, for the reassurance. If I had known I was going to fall in love with someone as sweet as you, I would have waited. But what I'm trying to say is, as horny as you may be, you're too considerate and selfless to find value in anything less than a loving relationship. For Christ's sake, when we first started dating, you were afraid to hold my hand because you thought you'd hold it too tightly. Like you felt you would lose me if you didn't. And I know we've been taking things slowly because you're not entirely ready yet. And that's fine. But I didn't realize it had to do with your dysphoria. What about it exactly makes sex difficult? And you're worried I won't see you as 100% male because you can't have sex like a cisgender male can. Okay. Yeah, that makes more sense now. What did I say about apologizing? Look at me. Please. I want you to look at me when I say this to you. Because you won't hear it otherwise. The moment I realized I loved you was also the moment I knew that nothing else mattered to me. Not what anyone else thinks, and especially not the way that you were born. I know it complicates things a bit more, but it doesn't make it impossible. And it certainly doesn't mean you're less of a man to me. If I only dated men that I fully, truly believed were men, then there would be only one person. You. I don't say that just to make you feel better. I say it because I mean it. You're always so honest about yourself, and it's one of the many things I admire about you. I love you, okay? More than you'd probably ever believe. And it's important to me that you know that I see you for everything you are, trans identity included. You're strong and handsome and passionate about everything you do. And it kills me to see you believe your dysphoria is who you are. You've overcome a lot more than you take credit for. And I'm so proud of you for it. So, whenever you're ready to take the next step, I'll be here. I always will be. Okay? Good. Now, you know I'm a whore for your shrimp Alfredo, so I'm gonna set the table and then we can eat. I love you, baby.